Storm Lake Radio, now some Altarelia wrestling talk with head coach Mike Fry gearing up for the start of the season in Holstein tomorrow. Mike, it's almost time, and hopefully things have been going well in getting ready.
Yeah, it's been outstanding so far. We haven't had any injuries. We've been working hard and dropping down to our weights like normal with our descent plans, and we'll be ready to take the mat tomorrow down in Holstein.
Taking on Ridgeview, and also MMCRU will be there. And as far as the couple of weeks or so in gearing up for the season, do you go at it pretty good with the inter-squad matches to get prepared, or kind of back off a little bit until the season gets underway? What's your approach as far as that goes?
Well, with our approach, we usually have three seasons. Preseason, which we're in right now, or the first season, gets us to Christmas. But we're just building up normally right now, getting some live wrestling in. We're getting lots of more matches now that we're getting close to competition. We'll go tonight before the meet, obviously. We'll back off a little bit. It's actually going to be West Sioux instead of MMCRU. MMCRU, they don't have a program this year. They went down in numbers, and I guess that's one of our downfalls right now, too. We're pretty low in numbers as well, as a lot of programs are around the area.
All right, so thanks for the heads up there as far as who else will be joining you for that meet tomorrow. And you have one state qualifier back from a season ago in Skyler Soko.
Yep, actually, Skyler's it's actually his third time. He's a three-time qualifier, one-time place winner. Obviously, he placed third at 120 back 2 years ago. Last year, he got beat by the number three and number fifth ranked kids in overtime, so he kind of had a bad tournament, but he was actually injured that nobody really realized. So he's looking to come out. He's actually grown a lot, though. He's now at 160 tomorrow instead of 138 from last year. And we also have two other district qualifiers joining him. Sam Schirkenbach is back at 113 again, and Nick Gaze will be at 195 or 220 tomorrow.
Yeah, so I know Skyler was listed at 165 for a weight for football, so I figured he had jumped up a weight class or two for wrestling this year. So let's mention some of the others that round out the squad in your other weight classes this season.
Yep, I just mentioned, like I said, Sam and Nick. Mm-hmm. Those guys were district qualifiers last year, along with Skyler, obviously, too, who went on to state. But we also have some upperclassmen. Colin Johnson and Aiden Henrik will also be stepping in there as juniors there to really put the hurt on, hopefully. One is lower, Aiden's down at 126 or 132, and Colin will be at 170. But probably more importantly is our other senior with Skyler is Chris Legner. He'll be kind of, a dark horse. He's been stuck behind Colton Larson and Skyler and those guys for the last 3 or 4 years, so he's really looking for a breakout year this year, too.
And after Tuesday, on Saturday, December 3rd, you'll be headed to Manson for a tournament there. And as we were speaking beforehand, you were saying they've pretty much doubled the number of teams that are going to be there this year.
Yep, they actually added four last year and then four again this year. So it'll be probably a little longer tournament than expected. They changed the requirements in the mats, how they're set up, so we can only run two mats down there. But it'll kind of be like a big sectional meet, basically, instead. So with a lot of good competition, I know Hampton-Dumont will be there, and they go all the way down from Hampton-Dumont to Clarendon Academy. So pretty much covers half the state of Iowa, if not three-quarters of it.
As far as your Twin Lakes Conference competition, South Central Calhoun's always solid. PAC-LM has a really good wrestler or two returning. How do you think you stack up there?
I think we're going to probably be right in the mix with them. I know South Central will probably have more numbers than we have. Manson, they're kind of a sleeper right now. I'm not sure how many guys are going to get out from junior high, but they'll obviously be up at the top just like normal, and along with Pocahontas. And Southeast Valley is actually the one that probably is really a dark horse. That they've had more numbers, obviously, when they started sharing down there. They bumped up their old team, so they had 13 out of 14 weights filled last year. So if they can do that again, they'll obviously be tough to deal with as well.
Altarelia Wrestling and Coach Mike Fry, thanks so much for the visit, Mike, and all the best all season long.
Hey, appreciate it, Ryan. You take care.